Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? It's your girl Chella H, the first lady of Chicago. And right now you in the mix with my homie DJ Lil John. Let's get it. It's your girl Chella H, the first lady of Chicago. And right now I'm going crazy with my homie DJ Lil John. Turn up.
All I know is you.
rest. Hit up, bunch of non-mogul rest. Hit a sprint like they got a plan, boost mobile. Hit up, look at y'all, can't get a job. So you climb out of rock, rest. Hit up, I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all. Hit up, I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex. I don't even want a text from y'all. Hit up, I'm f***ing you hitters. Look at this pic, what the fuck I gave to you hitters. Ain't feeling these hitters. Hit up with my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these hitters.
All I know is that there's no reason. motherfucking noise, y'all. Yeah. Of course, I am your host, Organic. Got my co-host with me.
Hey, log on to Instagram. Follow KOTD Battles. Bishop Brigante. Take that fucking mirror down.
Yeah.
You dig? Gully TK, GZ Battles President. I got nothing to say. Saw it all day.
I'm from Queens for a reason.
Queens.
Follow me, I am Queens. From URLTV.tv. Make some fucking noise. Hey, yo, Disaster, I love you, nigga.
Go, bro.
Battling to my right, making it king
of
the goddamn view.
Of course you
ain't
starting over here.
Right.
Half a gallon good, but
first.
I don't think I need this for this battle.
Battling to my left, introduce yourself. Brody Beta Prince, soon to be the king. Good one, the coin toss is on wrong first. Let's get it.
One round, man.
Let's go. Yo, so welcome back to the ring, good.
Okay.
It's been a while. You look like a pedophile with better style. People said don't battle good. They really got no trust in you. People I know that you know, but they don't even fuck with you. They said don't do it wrong. Goods ain't up to snuff for you. They think you suck. I find myself being the one that's sticking up for you. Like, woo! Good is pretty good. I'm trying to get you help. But inside, I know the truth. That I'm lying to myself. I took my head up out the clouds. This ain't a battle for the crown. This me taking out the old dog just to put him down. Having a mediocre record and still hustling is not doing big things. You 7-7, still Jack and Coke, and I'm not talking mixed drinks. Why they call you good the animal? Why they call you good the animal? Is it the animal instincts or is the fact that every battle good the animal instincts? I mean, I think you got me and Goods the animal confused. I'm carnivorous. What type of animal are you? I'm a raptor in the zoo. I'm a fucking antlers of a moose. I'm a mammoth on the loose. You're a panda at the zoo. I'll leave the animal extinct. I'll leave the animal extinct. The perfect adjective for you. Call animal rescue the way I'm handling this dude. I will smack him with a shoe. Put my hand with the boot. Call the ASPCA. This shit is animal abuse. Put down that bottle so fast, don't even pass it around. You would think I was Belushi up in the animal house. I mean, I've seen all the animals' battles. I know the animals' tactics. I've watched all your game tape. I watched the animal planet. When was he last a savage? It's been a wild animal. You ain't meant for the Serengeti. You ain't a wild animal. Nah, you ain't about that. By now, you're just a house cat. Better yet, a foul rat. I'm leading to my mousetrap. So it's the animal. I'm Roan the cannibal. I'll whoop your ass so bad, they'll owe you 40 acres and a mule. Okay. You better duck, get Affleck, or expect a good bill. I will take your Damon driver right out of the hood still. Before this massacre up to Boston, they ain't think that I could kill. But after the way I'm hunting, they're gonna be reading Good's will. I mean, you got a tag for your shirt, I got a tag for his foot. Paper or plastic, man, I got a bag for the goods. I will put you in the news like no other story could. We'll tune into Good Morning America to see America Morning Good. Finally! I said, the killer in the building. That's Bezos. I came with the chicken. That's an egg roll. You try to stick up my camp like a tentpole, you get killed for what you draw. That's Charlie Hebdo. I am quick to pop off a bottle of pop off. They rushing to put stop on it. Top dog with lockjaw. Pushkin and they back off. Am I Pushkin on the box off? Or maybe I'm hot sauce crossing Timothy Mosk off. But you selling fake jeans up on your Instagram? Bro, you're a businessman? That's your fucking business plan? You got no green. That's a salad full of croutons. Every time I shop, every time you shop, I know you're using coupons. I loaded Dawn on that man, did you too wrong. You melted down like a fire at Madame Tussauds. MTV Fact Pop, that's a wax shop. But you got your ass waxed. Pause, that's a stat shop. At the foot of the blacktop, you're gonna need some good luck, cause you have the teeth of a motherfucking woodchuck. Speaking of Chuck,
I got a beautiful smile.
It's ugly.
I got a real nice smile. Speaking of Chuck,
you've been slurping. And you're not even from Chuck's hood. So I'm wondering, how much wood would it spit fuck Chuck if he could suck on Chuck's wood? I mean, you have the body type of an overstuffed teddy bear. All that extra flesh, God, and you couldn't stick a neck in there? I mean, goods don't got the goods, God? Is that some kind of joke? It makes me want to strangle him, but where the fuck would I choke? You put a face here and a chest here. Well, where do you put the throat? I mean, I tell him to go hang himself, but where would he put the rope? Bro, I hope you get some neck while you're here. Bro, believe that shit. Because of everything I could tell, you really need that shit. I mean, what are these lines around your neck, dog? It looks like your head could pop right off like you're a Ken doll. But, I'm a patriot, but your girl call me Casanova. I'll see your chick like I'm the Gronk of the battle culture. Watch that trick play like a passive soldier, then I'll line up in her slot just like I'm Amendola. I mean, I will take any crown. Diadem or his first filling, I'll steal him like Havlicek. It'll give him the worst feeling. Bill Buckner, man, this sucker, he doesn't deserve villain. I'll sock him, it gets bloody, we could call that the Kurt Schilling. But... but your whole concern is fashion, the way that he's dressing. Well, I'm finna glad bag you if you're just dying to be the freshest. Fashion is your indulgence, like fried chicken is depression. You are so obsessed with who the fuck is you, my dentist? I mean, Christian Dior, Michael Kors, Tom Ford for the Mac.
Thank you.
Calvin Klein, maybe Dolce & Cavalli, all black.
Hey.
Armani, Ralph and Tommy, you're the Prada with the strap. You don't got a job, but you still got the white man on your back. At least I respect this fucking league, though. You just fuck up the name. You just come to get paid. You just come for this, some change. That's no respect for the fans, and that's no respect for the stage, and that's exactly why goods will never be one of the greats. Let's go, man.
Michael Jackson with the Gat. Tell us Cracker to beat it. That Burberry made that sweat look good. Tell Ron to lift up his shirt. He's sweating like me versus Casilla. Quick question. How much you got paid to do this battle, Ron?
$2 million.
About a quick rap. About a quick rap. For the fans that's wondering why I'm here battling Rome, I got paid 6 stacks to do 1 round, 5 minutes. To be honest, I tried to give the 6 back, but my daughter said, Daddy, you know how much Kit Kats I could get with that? A lot. And she loves chocolate. Oh, yeah. Little mama fancy, y'all, but it's ironic my daughter and Rome got something in common.
What's that?
A bunch of fucking candy bars.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hey, Rome. Hold on. I could do your type of battling. You can't do my type of battling. Because you can't be hard. I bet you got an index card taped to your dresser drawer that say panties bra. I'm battling a real good kid. This don't even seem right.
The toughest thing you ever did probably was cross the street on a green light. You really? You really a fucking good kid. This really don't seem right. Last night you probably washed all your boxes hoping this was a clean fight. Truthfully, I don't give a shit about this battle. Sounds stupid, but true. I don't care about this battle so much. Nigga, I'm rooting for you. No. You can bring all your crews, go to your nice gated community, bring all them dudes. Shit, I don't even care if you win. 6 racks for 1 round, I could afford to lose. But nobody knows you, so you'll have to find a crew. I mean, I said this shit to Adi, but it really applies to you. I know you never sat with the cool kids. If this was high school, we'd be some kind of studs. You know the popular crew everybody want to be around and love? The jocks, the athletes, fucking all the cheerleaders, smoking on the finest bud. Teachers thinking we're some kind of thugs. You probably would be in the science club. So you said, I'm not happy. I'm sad. No happiness here. So I guess I'm never happy. Well, my daughter on the honor roll. I'm very happy. Matter of fact, half of me is not. Because my right hand caught 2 cases and they ain't ran them consecutive yet. Been in the feds for 6 months and they ain't sentenced them yet. So you right, Roan, I'm not happy. But be clear, when my smile turns to a frown, it's because I'm thinking my friend is supposed to be here. Slow down, good, you losing them. Times get hard for me, I go to selling drugs. They get hard for you, you go to using them. Such You're such a tough Caucasian. Well, we shoot arms right. Since I'm a hustler, watch me get rid of y'all tonight. That's how you move hard right. We moving them. I'm from a D-boy block. Don't get your ego shot. I empty out the whole clip, then reload stock. Look at who I'm always with. They keep those. Who am I talking to? You look like you got a real good 3-point shot. Larry Bird! Larry Bird! You look like the team call you when it's free throw time. You look like Rex Chapman at the 3-point. I don't give a shit about this battle. It means nothing to me. At least in the URL, if my opponent act tough, I could snuff him. If I hit you, you will fucking sue me. What you thought? I was going to get up here in front for you? Oh, y'all think this is easy? To get up here and act like this is something I want to do? We on 2 different planets. I walk in any venue, they carry me to the front. I guess even battle rap got to get back. So fuck it, this is my charity for the month. What? You don't get it? Is clarity what you want? You right. I only did this battle for the money. Now you happy, you little punk? I don't give a half a shit about this battle. Let's keep it gutter. The real reason I came here is because I dated Charlie Clips' moms and I was hoping to meet your mother. I need me a white bitch that sniffs coke and like dick. Preferably an ex-stripper that still could do nice tricks. And your mother fit that description. I don't give a white motherfucker about this guy. Fuck boys, stay calm, I'm home. You must have switched places with DNA because I just bombed on Rome. Half a gallon. Half a gallon. I can't help it. The thug is in me. As y'all can see, I ain't drank this whole battle. This shit wasn't even worth my cup of Henny. DMC.
road on blast, you might blast the nine. The flyer thorough, too thorough, you can't deny. Count me your kings, all our rappers run things. Get off your dick, take our balls out your mouth like a tongue ring. We set trends, you follow, we get in, you borrow, you get no pussy. Homie, we stay bending models.
What's that? What's that? Big yeah. Way to talk, nigga. Know what I'm saying? Some people say, go up ain't Gucci. Go up ain't Gucci.
Nigga.
What's up, mom? Hey, what's you doing? They what's say Bridge Squad ain't so ice. I see you, dog.
What?
Sosa. I'm like, the car ain't the thing. Now
that car ain't in my
name. Not the same no more.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think like
shit's better. You know what I'm saying?
For real, I don't change up. School up.
They say my Rolex ain't the same, boy, you changed it. It ain't plain Jane no more, man, you flooded it. My two bus ain't same as yours, cause I cut it mine. I fucked up with my girl the same time. Just my paint up, cause the world will change. Never switch my life. Keep the change, nigga. 20 chain gang. Don't get some brain in the range off the chain with her. I call her Lucy Fingers Chain, smoking 20 switches. If the folks come in here now, then I'm not gonna change. I'm not telling names, I can't change up. I'm not no pitcher, nigga. I just change billers. At the currency, it change. You want pesos, nigga. Pulled up to that line, he want the light to change. She rhyme with you looking at me, then that's a shine. Half a pint and a sun kiss, all change. Cali swag, bars up, Louis belt chain. Pulled up to that line, he want the light to change. She rhyme with you looking at me, then that's a shine. Half a pint and a sun kiss, all change. Cali swag, bars up, Louis belt chain.
Trap check, 1-2, trap check, 1-2, niggas. It's the legendary DJ Scream talking to you. Pay homage to one of the most...
I got bricks all in my wall, man, I live with the gold.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
Fuck your plug, on shot with me, got deals on the dope.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
I sold a million records, but I'm still selling dope.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
I got a good price on them things, that's if you really want some work.
Metro on a beat. Metro PCS, I make a half a mil a week. Cash smell like cocaine, I got Febreze for all my cheese.
And I care less about what you think of me. It's 40K to link with me, 15K to drink with me, 10 bands just to smoke with me. Praying to the truck God that this boss don't get knocked, hopefully. 50 bands, hammer pants, horse stick, fine hoe dance for me. No, this not my fetish, bitch, but I got ice all over me.
Extendo made my pants sag lower than they posted. And I'm running for another turn, nigga, coming for me.
Remote control for your girl, hit a button and she squirts for me.
Fucked her out and catching that, I quit, cause bitch, you overworking me.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
I got bricks all in my wall, man, I live with the coat.
Still selling dope. Still selling dope.
Fuck your plug on shot with me, got deals on the dope.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
I sold a million records, but I'm still selling dope.
Still selling dope, still selling dope.
I got a good price on them things that's if you really want some
work. My baby's 26, they got me goddamn rich. Taught me how to flip a bag, I'm with them goddamn bricks. Boy, if you ain't get no money, go ahead and goddamn lick. I rub 12 and 20 seconds for my nigga slick, but fix you up in the band, dog. What is that what you want? Rub a grip on my hand, dog. And crush you hands for fun, letting me where I can go. I pull up where I want, and them things are the kind of times like county try to talk. As you heard of my cap go, four of us got a gun. Don't you think that we lacking? The choppers in the trunk, that I shit when it's blasting. I love the way I dump. Used to sleep in the trap house, wake up next to my gun.
Still selling dope.
I got bricks all in my wall, man. I live with the code.
Still selling dope. Still selling dope.
Fuck your plug on shot with me, got deals on the dope.
Still selling dope. Still selling dope.
I sold a million records, but I'm still selling dope.
Still selling dope. Still selling dope.
I got a good price on them things. That's if you really want some work.
Max limit, 4 minutes. The third round is unlimited. You know what I'm saying? DNA won the coin toss. Idiots, 4 minutes on disaster. Toronto, hold it down. Canada,
yes,
hold it down.
Seriously, no tolerance for talking during this battle. You will be thrown out.
And
you'll
be destroyed by me.
Exactly. So please be quiet. Please.
Y'all ready? You American faggot! Now after all the talk about how you would show up and never back out, Drake offered to put $3,000 on this battle to judge it, and you fucking backed out. Yeah, you little fucking pussy. I'm in front of DNA. Wow, no fucking way. This gotta be my lucky day. I'm about to tie him to a leash in case he tries to fucking run away. Yeah, the problem with you kids is that you lack respect. But fuck me over on money right now and try to run out and I'ma snap your neck. The people know that backing out of battles is not part of my plans. But you and Cortez are always lying. So not to my surprise, all your alibis came as a bunch of unauthorized scams. Shit, even if I met you in the middle of the East, you'd find a way to say that I ran. But I'm from Los Angeles. I'm proud to say that that's my land. In L.A., we support our home teams. We got a lot of pride, but goddamn, the way you duck me in L.A. proves you'll always be more of a fan of the Dodgers than I am. You soft as hell, I'm not gonna lie, fam. In your battle with Rex, you almost caught the right hand from Dot Mom's hopping hype, man. Yeah. When Rex made fun of your retarded mother, I knew you wanted to fight, man. But then they called the cameras off and you walked off and called it the night. Damn. Sort of like when Eminem told you, lose yourself in the moment. You only get one shot in the lifespan. And you answered him like, I know, Slim, that's exactly why I'm gonna walk away from this mic stand. Your boy Cortez, act on some G shit. We're supposed to battle here. He backed out. Like, I need more cash now. And that is some weak shit. He's a sneaky Latino, so I wasn't surprised when I came to find out that he skipped. He was already flaking like a tortilla, so as soon as I saw the guacamole on the side with the green chips, I knew it was only right that that bean dipped. It don't matter. But it don't matter. It don't matter what battling league you actually be with if you're going to be dumb enough to bite the hand that you eat with. At least be smart enough to cover up your tracks and don't leave prints. Wow. Someone call up Smack and tell him to cancel the field trip. Strapped with the beams equipped like an active marine ready to damage a queen ship. Shells battering, the cannon ring, so half of your team is seasick. The other half starts abandoning ship, panic, and leap quick. In the same fashion, the Hollow took his first chance to get green quick, turned his back on GT, packed up his bag, took the cash, and then he split, and the faggot hasn't been seen since. It's all a story that correlates if you go back and you read script. I use this all as a scenario to reference the battling scene with, because grind time is a ship, and this is as bad as the Titanic sea gets, because without Smack, you wouldn't be shit, but lost talent stranded across the Atlantic Sea without a rap to keep heat with. I got the long nose like X-Fact, it'll make the back of your Jeep flip. I said, you feel like we played Xbox together the way I left half of your screen split. My guns are barely legal with magazines that'll make this team strip. That's how you like it, right? Come back with a clean flip. Yeah, I'm ready for the drama. Ain't no question marks. I rip your flesh apart like Jeffrey Dahmer. Let's get it poppin'. I take the beef and steady chop it like a chef from Benihana. Speaking of chefs, shout out to Cortez's mama, cause I heard every five time East Coast event she be fixing poison penis empanadas. Speaking of him, you never pick up the phone when Penn will call you because you're too busy slumped over in the bed with Hopper. Holding hands with Hollow when we all know you were raised by Dutch Vega and Sarah Connor. Plus the beef between us has been a never-ending saga. I'll leave you walking around with Bender's depressed persona when I sketch menace your necklace off. sliding on deadly waters. I throw your body on the stretcher, then lift the chopper off the blocker and drop your paramedic. I do this for my fans. You motherfuckers ain't shit to me. Are y'all kidding me? I'm fucking bum rushing the enemy. These knuckles leave you buckling instantly. Y'all fucking get timid and start punching you viciously. Uppercuts will leave your stomach in misery like muscular dystrophy. Just for thinking you could come online publicly dissing me. You can pop your fist while I'm still crushing you physically. This shit is child's play. You get 8 sideways like the number infinity. Before you come on the blog and then mention me, I'll stop you out and make you a part of this history.
Oh.
Don't show me that, because this is about to be the body bag of the century. Hold on, hold on. You motherfuckers ain't shit to me. They say karma's a bitch. For you, it's probably dentistry, because the part of your mouth that's missing is only a reflection of what's scarring you mentally. So the gap between your teeth exists merely as an object of imagery to distract you from the real gap between us, and that's bars and delivery.
November 5th. It's ironic, you know my father died on this day. And I can still remember him telling me, son, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
See, I'm only 20, dead, so in my past battles, my emotions might have got carried away. That's why I flew here to Canada, to make sure that won't happen today. So all that I gripped the nine, ripped your spine, make your body rewind. Man, I don't mean that shit. I probably never clapped this shit out you. But trust, I mean every word when I say I'll smack the shit out you. The difference between entertainment and real life. Like, remember when I said I'll fuck you up in Vegas? Well, depending on how this battle goes, I still might. Cause see, I still might. Move back, what are you doing? Getting in my face, trying to go crazy, trying to fuck me up when it's dead time. When Drake's here in front of the battle, but you ain't gonna make none of his headlines. Entertainment in real life. Like, remember when I said I'd fuck you up in Vegas? Well, depending on how this battle goes, I still might. Cause me missing a tooth only means I've been in the real fight and got real stripes. So until you get tapped with a sucker punch and missing yours from an uppercut, then you know what this feels like. I took this battle for YouTube views, promotion, and fan base, so I made sure I'm well prepared. Knowing my name would be buzzing in Sweden, China, Switzerland, making them well aware. So once I get rid of this storm and y'all see the weather clear, just think about the end of every other natural disaster. You gonna see DNA everywhere. Remember against A-Class? When y'all was supposed to go 60 seconds, then the day of the battle, this guy switched it. Then remember against Wave, you had time rounds, but he said fuck it, and you wound up rhyming for 9 minutes. Then against me, this guy told Lux, I'm rhyming till I'm finished, which only proves further you got a problem with time limits. See, you a snake that's trying to hide your rattle, which only shows the Canadian court ain't the only bitch that flips when it's time to battle. And that's when I realized, you really got a problem with time. Like, when you say you're a terrorist and a hijacker, I'm not getting it. Because if you detonate a bomb, what you gonna set the time to? Unlimited? You really got a problem with time. I discovered something, Diz, while I was watching your battles. And nigga, you have never wore a watch in your battles. You really have a problem with time. It's not an opinion no more. It's a fact, nigga. You do long lunch breaks, change times whenever you want, wear your hat to the back. What the fuck you think you now, black nigga? Cause y'all all know, we really got a problem with time. But fuck that, for the last 2 years you've been giving me the runaround. I managed to stay relevant with every battle, reaching over 200,000. You done the same, but your music's trash. So the industry will never love your style, which makes you an earthquake, cause you always gonna be a disaster that remains underground. In other words, a fucking gimmick. And it's for so long that the delivery we didn't organize. That's why besides grind time, we ain't fucking with it. So battling DNA will be the first time his verses have structure in it. So when you spit all aggressive with conviction, I be thinking that you actually mad. And then understand why you hate us New York niggas. Cause he drives us around all the time in taxi cabs. Like his rap battle gig, he's supposed to be the big bad disaster. And when I see DNA, I'ma shoot him and let the fifth clap you. I said disaster, let's fight. He said cool, I'ma bitch slap you. Soon as he hop out the cab, all y'all hear on the radio is disaster, it's a dispatcher. Please don't pick up that rock unless one. And stay away from DNA, you know you don't bust guns. You never touch drugs a day in your life or touch none. And hurry up, your mom's calling, rinse due, you must come. So when you squint your fucking eyebrows and spit with all that aggression, yeah. Almost think you might really bust your Glock. But then again, we saw him against Arsenal, and you ain't look too good with that fucking shot. You gonna try to rebuttal everything I say. Don't act like you fucking not. But it's cool, because a good rebuttal only means I had to say something hot. So don't get confused when he rebuttals every lyric I say and think he's clever with freeze, because every time y'all cheer for that great rebuttal, you're only giving credit to me.
Man, DNA, you are so fucking hood.
I'm gonna rebuttal everything you say? God damn it, I didn't even know it was that good.
Yeah, but fuck it, since he wants to talk about time.
Yo.
Then we talk about time. When I roll up outside and hurt you. But you DNA, you never click-clack the burner, you never commit the murder. See, I'll do what I want with the time limits, I'll just extend them further. This world's mine, I control time, that's why they call me the Prince of Persia.
Rebuttal too. I mean, you rebuttal your missing tooth, but that's not even a rebuttal topic.
That's not even a rebuttal topic. I mean, you want to rebuttal a missing tooth, then make a CD, put out some music, get some money off it. Wait till at least you have one deposit, go to your fucking dentist's office, write him a check with a fucking number on it, and if it makes you feel any better about the situation, he can write the word rebuttal on it. Homie, listen. Liking you, dude. We could go outside right now and I'm fighting you too. It ain't about punchlines, DNA. I'll just display how I'm a better writer than you. So stop talking. Pay homage. I'm spitting. I solve problems. I'm an awesome magician. This street magic. I make you beat, vanish like hot pockets to all of you chickens. I want to squab with them. But if your squad is honestly tripping, that car stopping, that Glock popping, your top open like Top Ramen so you spark the ignition. I spark boxing. Bernard Hopkins, your heart stopping, Chris Farley condition. Fucking armbar. Caught in submission. Now you lost in the mix. Got a bunch of hostages with him. He tried hopping the fence. It's an impossible mission. I'm camouflaged in the trenches, ready to penetrate your army's defenses. With these binocular lenses, I have a prophet vision. Is that the hardest kid in your clique? I got a problem with it. Cause I'm the motherfucker. I'm what your role model isn't. I'm the armed technician here to remodel your kitchen with a bomb in it, the Islamic edition. Part of your crib gone with the wind. Shorts if you miss it, carving your ribs. Disarm the opposition and plant the pipe bomb in the car engine and have Queen Latifah set it off from the distance. My job description? I split wigs like a salon beautician. That 38 is special like your mom's condition. I know y'all have a problem with the retard jokes, but I only use them because she has something in common with them. Because when he says he's flipping the mingle and he's letting the machete spray, it's not hard for us to see the retarded in him. I don't give a fuck if y'all want to donate to autism.
The truth is, cover your ears, Bishop. The truth is... Your mom's not even a good example of what being handicapped about. Because she's a master at that wheelchair. And that I wouldn't have a doubt. Most people getting around when they're disabled, they find it hard, and you live in a massive house. But she uses the fucking hallways as interstate freeways where she can talk to the nearest living room exit so she can take the fastest route. Weaving in and out of furniture traffic, she doesn't even scratch the couch. Plus, she's kind of like you in a sense because whenever she's stuck in the corner, she's really good at backing out. Y'all gonna make a rapid discovery. I don't even know how.
I wake up and I hit a blunt before I even wash my face up. Then I think about your genetic makeup and how it can make up such a thick fuck. You pussy, this duck hunt, you getting duct taped up. I kill every faggot in your city, I even fuck makes up. It's going to run now. You on a one-way truck about to get ran the fuck over by a fucking one-way truck. You little fucking pussy. Your face is vaginal. Your mouth is like a vagina, and in the center it has a hole. But fuck a camel, though. You have enamel toe. It's disaster. It's disaster. It's disaster. You know I act like a cruel jerk. Your attitude is past faggot, dude. You got a gap in your tooth, gagged, and you yapped on your new shirt in your battle with Zeus, sir. I react. I roll a fast. I lift a two verse. Kids will get hit in the ass like the back of a Vatican stool church. Wow. I make stats off packages. This faggot don't move work. The only cleaning his gap out the only time he digs up or actually do dirt. Two-thirds of his life has been a root canal. Conceited influenced you in style. Everything you about to do, he happened to do first. Your foundation is missing like the roof of your mouth. That is what you worth. I would slap this dude around, but the fact is life's already battering you worse, and that is reality. I know it's sad, but the tooth hurts.
Fine, yo.
Rap to it, Doug. DNA, king of the shot. Let's go.
Yeah. Yo, hold it down, everybody. Here we go. DNA, round two. Yo. Hold it down.
Diz, you ain't say one thing hot. You still ain't say the fucking truth. I've been in about 18 battles, and he's still going to mention my fucking tooth. And y'all going to dance because y'all think it's nice, people, but that's whack because this chick likes to go to the Gap like white people.
Oh.
So why you going to keep freestyling acting like you getting it? Diz, when you ain't ripping it, even your hat knows I'm going to win because it's like Cleveland. You going to lose in the end.
Oh.
Then you wanted to mention my mom being disabled. That's why I hate that you rap, B. You just might as well come and play through a rap, D. My teeth is missing, and I got a face full of acne. When that still flare, I bet all of these fans wheelchair like Drake and Degrassi.
Oh!
In the middle of Little Italy. Think that you can spit with me, you ain't hot as humidity. So why would I give a proclamation to my mom with a disability? I'll go to your mom's house, come through, smack her hard, come through, see her right quick, then I smack that broad. Catch her right in the kitchen while she's eating caviar, and put that bitch in the wheelchair out the blue like the Avatar. And this is the point. See, something, you think that you're so nice, you little old clown? You rebuttal half lines. I damn near just rebuttaled your whole round. But this is the point where I pin you down and have organic hold you. Beat the shit out of you like your pops did when he disowned you. Give you the same treatment that you did every time you was disloyal. But wait, before I do all that, I'ma expose you. Remember what you told Organic about King of the Dot?
Uh-huh.
Your league is fucking shitty, bro. If you ain't want to give us the help and promotion and getting dope, then why the fuck you attack our logos against a bitch-ass video?
Oh.
Fuck King of the Dot. We technically invented you. Grind Time's a prototype. We do what you pretend to do. I will never respect this chump. Now you over here 2 years later? I guess time flies loud. Because if you ain't noticed, King of the Dot is shitting on Grind Time now. Made you, bitch, and you disrespected them in a battle. You ungrateful bitch. You a faggot. I'm just trying to figure out what made you switch. I guess Grind Time held you down and then raped you, bitch. I couldn't wait to get in your face to tell you I hate you, bitch. Flew all the way to Canada to put you in a wheelchair. Drank you, bitch. Drank you, like you, bitch. They said DNA fell off. Now I'm back. Thank you, bitch.
But how's
this pop rich and you say you struggle, dummy? You take battles for free but gotta pay bills? I guess you don't care about no fucking. fucking money. For a couple of pennies, he'll be ready to travel. So it makes sense why you ate that sandwich versus S&P, because that's the only time you had bread in the battle.
Oh.
Then you disrespected Jin and his whole race. But if I bet you if you seen him, you'll probably switch sides and dick ride and be pole dancing. You whine and cry about every battle. I bet you have a fit when you don't get your way at your folks' mansion. So it makes sense why you hate agents, because you always throw tantrums. And everybody knows that battle verse Laughsmith, that one counted. Because you showed you hated agents more, because when you choked, you looked dumbfounded. But if that's too low, then turn the volume on your speakers up. Your rhymes is weak as fuck, like the last time Redman and Method Man tried teaming up. And when he said that long verse play, at first I was like, oh, damn, that's hot. Until Method Man co-signed you, and you just disrespected a legend who gave you props. And then, if you talking like that, then of course he's running. Ain't a course I get him all for nothing. His battle 6 days after Halloween, and it's ironic, because he already lost the pumpkin.
Oh.
And he said in the MC book, when you fuck up, you keep going. And in the eyebrow book, you keep shaving if they keep growing. Because I'm going to keep it 100. My tooth's missing, and them eyebrows is real bushy. So King of the Dial, let's keep it 100. One of us is lying saying we get pussy. When I went up on Disaster in New York with a Knicks hoodie, he'll back down, get scared, and get mushy. Okay, I lied. I see one of us does get pussy. But why you keep on talking when you act like you know he's off the heat? Me right now, nigga, please, I'm off the beat. I'll take your body off the concrete and throw it off the street. You got that dog chain on right now, but I'm the one that's off the leash. So why you keep rapping like you be rapping when it's dope? You a faggot, I'll clap it, then jack it like your coat. You told slaves you pop the nine, show them like Columbine. You think that you blood stop at 5. They brought this yellow tape here because organic knew it was a homicide. So don't act like your raps is hot or you blast the Glock. Time's about to run out. You can have it not. You have a problem with time, so you don't know how to stop on time when your raps is hot. But this caliente will make you die before the after shot.
I think it's funny how you have to mention Caliente and Aftershock so you can ride King of the Dots cock. That's how you fucking get around, homie. Homie, I'll stomp you. The only reason fucking you mentioned Drake and Degrassi because he reminds you of your mom, too. I'm basically nasty. There's a couple of questions my fans have been waiting to ask me. Does he really look like Drake from Degrassi? Is Cortez really on the sideline raking the grass leaves? You want to get paid more guap now. You want to get paid like an athlete, but you're on lockout because you stay in a rap league that only caters to mass needs. When you left your grindtime family, you disappointed them. You made them regret the fact they ever let you join with them. No one forced you off the boat, bitch. It was your choice to swim. Now the only thing you'll ever have in common with Poison Pen is the fact that you'll never be boys again. You know what else rhymes with Poison Pen? I don't know, backstabbing disloyal friend. When you say bars over jokes, Stokie, why you gonna pretend? You don't truly believe bars are better than jokes. You're not keeping it 110, because you switch it up to comedy too. I always hear laughter when your punches come to an end, especially when you spit your gun bars. We all think you're the funniest then. I mean, come on, dog. You really can't fucking rap with me. I could go off the fucking top and this whole thing will become a tragedy. Yeah, motherfucker, you ain't want to be the man right now. You fucking can't even see me. You can't even stand right now. But I can carry my shit and I can fucking kill you all. Yeah, you little fucking pussy, I don't feel you all. But since I'm going to change up on this topic, because I'm going to kill it tonight, I'm going to touch up on a topic about why you lie, and everybody's going to feel it, all right? Listen, this is a topic I wasn't going to illustrate tonight. I think most of the time your brains wouldn't be able to comply. But I figure y'all smarter generation, I'll educate them. Figure I wouldn't be afraid to try. See, mainstream science, it's a bunch of manipulation in disguise. They blindfold you from the real truth to distract you from a database they hide. Charles Darwin is a faggot who thinks he came from evolution. And later on, we changed in size in a different phase in time. What I'm trying to say to you is, why would you believe in that and the Bible? Those are all fairy tales. Goodbye. Because the truth of our genetics is written in the ancient scribe. Our bloodline was given to us from aliens that came from spaceships in the sky. Now you're wondering why I'm saying this. It's because based on his name, I can relate it to this guy. It's all reality based. It's all in this equation still applies, because based on reality, everything ever said to us about DNA has been a lie. I'm eviscerating your jaw and I'm tearing your small frame, ripping your fucking heart out and leaving it there in the car lane. You zitted and just stuttered when you tried to mention that dog chain. You stupid fuck, you have terrible blog game. Yeah, and motherfucker, the true stories you're supposedly telling, they're lies, and they're basically all lame. DNA hears a story one way, when it comes out of his mouth, it apparently got changed. So you're not DNA, they gave you the wrong name. You should change your name into the American Arcane.
Oh. I'm out.
Yo, I'm DNA. Hold on, hold on. Now I'm in the roll up, and I'm gonna come with the 5 and the 6 and the 7. Now when I go from 8, 9, and the 10, that'll mean you get hit with 11. That's what you sound like. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, it's always the same thing. If I body wrong and wrong body backwards, then what does that make me? Shut the fuck up, all right? You're just an undercard to the main star actors. What you gonna do now that Smack don't wanna pay off none of these main card rappers? What you gonna do now, huh? Do like you did in OMP and spit your little gay bars backwards? What you gonna do? Race me on a racetrack in a race car backwards? What you gonna do? Come with the metal after you summon the devil from listening to a Lil Wayne song backwards? What you gonna do? You wanna play that stupid little fucking game? Then game on, faggot. I'll leave your little brain all trapped inside of one of your own little gay 8-bar patterns. Like, go ahead, DNA, flip the word radar backwards. Hold on, I can do it. Hold on, so when I roll up with the 8-dogs and I spray y'all clappers, that'd be the result of this battle if you spell the word radar back. Wait a minute, radar? That's still the same ball backwards. Hold on. Now when I roll up with the dollop and I spray y'all clappers, that'd be the result of this battle if you spell the word radar backwards. God damn it, it's still radar backwards. The truth is, I'll break it down for y'all since your boy Cortez, a.k.a. Jose, won't explain this stuff. I was on the cell all day trying to set up this whole thing with Lush. While you in the background when him doing role play on the phone hanging up. You think playing with my money is funny? I'll blow this location up. And I won't leave till I make sure your face gets crushed. Add more flame. I'll turn your torso face to dust. More flame to propane. Take your soul, raise it up. I'll leave your fucking close range. Leave the skull breaking up. Then dislocate your shoulder bone from your rotator cuff. You smile like you don't use Colgate enough. Every couple of seconds when you're rapping, your nose face gets touched like you're trying to point to where your cocaine is stuck, or you're just another faggot actor who thinks he's soulmates with Lux. Oh. But Lux is the man. Psych! Y'all both gay as fuck! I'll rip Hollow's hand off while I'm still attached to his phone paper cup! It was like 6 in the morning, I saw you and your little sister Yennefer Cortez sit on the corner, holding up a sign that said, for food, we're willing to sit on a boner, polish a ball sack, and suck dick for a quarter, and underneath it said, please, all we had for dinner was yogurt. Your little Smack gimmick image here literally won't work. I bet Matthew used to punk you and make you finish his homework. This kid is like conceited, except he ended up hitting his growth spurt. Your boy Murder Ad doesn't even exist, it's not even a known turf. You guys are both nomads, the only home this hoe has is literally his own shirt. Look at you rubbing yourself, trying to keep your composure. You ran away to fucking Smack, as if they had him bigger and doper. Oh, his bitch in the grass. Time didn't give you exposure, so you walked around for like 6 months with a chip on your shoulder before you decided to jump ship, hoping it'll get you a little bit closer, but we're out in our interest because you're the diva that was tipping it over. And the sad part is all Smack had to do to bribe you was promise to put some rims on your stroller. He offered Cortez a new fisherman boat so he doesn't have to swim through the border, and Hollow the Dog got a brand new Nintendo controller. People always said your boy Cortez looked like Pitbull. And even though he's the same identical poser, now I believe he's a pit bull since I've seen him switch up on his owners. Listen here, bitch. You have a listening disorder. Your mission is officially over. If you think you're gonna beat me, I'd rather hire Jin as my chauffeur. Yeah, I'm an F-15 engine versus a 1960 Corolla, and you're missing your motor. I run up in your pit with some soldiers while you're sipping a soda, catch you slipping, put you in submission and fold you, then jump up and put my case on your sofa like Tom Cruise into Oprah. Yeah. What's going on, pussy? It looks like that type of shit that you cannot respond to. You said on the track, 125 seconds on your side song about your dad gone, that you never clapped a revolver. Yeah, remember? 1 minute, 25 seconds, you looked up to the light and screamed out, I've never touched a drug or busted a gun in my life. You never clap the revolver. I'll flatline you, snipe at your heart like the final boss you battled in Contra. So act like manic, so act like manic, I'll pop ya. Give me that deadly stare, I'll let it air, leaving shells everywhere like Italian pasta. You roll with a pack of imposters. You don't want a scrap, I'll pull a mask and I'll slap ya. Your bitch slapped with the impact of A-class crashing his Honda. I'll strike you faster than the black African Mamba and send your body bag back to Rwanda. Battling me is worse off than sharing a bathtub with Blanca or getting a back rub massage from Mortal Kombat's Baraka. Your breath smells like alcohol and caca. You need to grab some Benaka. I'll backhand you and I will damage your chakra. The day you beat me is the day everyone in Canada considers snow an actual Rasta. But what you know about weed? Your whole life you've probably only seen two bags of ganja. I'm a YouTube superstar. Every day I have new fans from Deutschland to Jakarta, from Bhutan to Kabbalah, Dominican Republic, a few cats and Cubanas, Kuala Lumpur and Sri Lanka, down to Sudan and Uganda. But all you have is two fans, your katana. I saw you wearing earrings that one day. Some fake ass shit. Start wearing Prada. Instead of fucking worrying about what you wear, you should try to display some honor. You scared to come to California, afraid I put them great gangsters on you. But every time you rap, it's about how you bang your llamas. And how you give my brain test and you be making trauma. And how your homies roll around venues and shut the whole venue down and start creating drama. But that doesn't make you crazy, that makes you like QP's baby mama. You never shot a gun in your life like you said. Yeah, and that's the reason why I have a major problem with the way you're brought up, but it ain't your fault, that's why I blame Madonna. Wow. Come on, Doug, let's take some facts and just be honest. Huh? You went to smack, put up a stack, and you peed on it. And that is a fact, I don't gotta actually speak on it. As far as your Facebook statuses, the average is 3 comments. You leave today with a stash in your jeans pocket, then I'm smacking that green off it. You went to smack, got jacked for your bread, and just demolished. Your average at best, and to add to that threat, this MC's polished. Fuck with this faggot, just said I'll rapidly clap with that lead and rip a patch off the back of your head like Rasheed Wallace. Your mom is fucking retarded, I mean it! But it's not the same because she's also a genius. She gives a lot of brain, she's a quadriplegic. I don't give a fuck about her eating problems. She can exercise some different feeding options. She can't use her hands, they shake. So if she wants to have some steak, she puts a knife between her toes and uses her retarded feet to chop them. And no matter how good she gets at holding the silverware, she always seems to drop them. And then stands back looking at him like, if only I had longer reach like Dalton. But I don't want no beef. Your mom's a G from Compton. Any moment she might show up at King of the Dot and get them heaters popping. So I better flee before she acts like Steven and brings that hawk in. You rapped about your dad in the beginning. That's some shit I wasn't gonna say. But I'm an evil motherfucker, so all that shit you were talking about, I think that shit is gay. Yeah, I'll revive him out of this casket and I'll stomp the faggot. I'll fuck your mom in front of her and I'll stomp the mattress and I'll throw the broken prophylactic on his open cap. I will forge a stack of boarding passes, get on board a Concorde and crash it into an overpass during morning traffic. Woo! Who said that? Come on. Admit it, homie. Speak up, brother. I'll go back there right now and I'll fuck your mother. Call him fucking organic like he fucking owes you something. Motherfucker doesn't owe you nothing. Because you don't know nothing about struggling. Look at Thesaurus and Ilmac. Yeah, look at Thesaurus, cousin. They battling for pride. If they lose today, they're going home with nothing. And you're too much of a pussy. A battle, you won't go judging. You'd rather be a fucking homo and just vote on public. Yo, who the fuck is talking, bro? Yo, who's talking?
Really, Pat?
Who's talking? Who?
Yo, bro, I'm fucking man.
Keep going.
Yo.
Alright, I see you're offended because his mom is being brought up. Okay, that shit is some harsh stuff. But this is battling. What you expect? This is the type of shit that pops up. Mm. What? What, y'all fucking mad his mom is brought up? I don't give a fuck if they have special needs. They got all types of foundations to get their guap up. I don't know about y'all, but I've already donated enough money from my heart into that large cup sitting at the counter in every single Starbucks. Fuck you! Don't ever fuck up my battle. I'll pick up your bitch and I'll hump her like my camel.
Hold it down, here we go.
Did anybody see who he was talking to?
No,
me either. So why y'all think that was hot, y'all? Because you looked up there for 5 seconds and talked to something unknown like a block call. So Diz, why do you think you keep getting hot and like you gonna grip around? Me, DNA, I'm in Canada, my first time, all grip to town. Show you how I'm the illest and I'm the realest with the sickest sound. He kept mentioning Hollow, but it's like his battle with Hitman, because when I put it out, I won't miss the pound. See, if y'all really think about that, now I'ma try to stay calm and keep my cool, B. But I've been watching King of the Dot battles, and I saw a dude that had potential we would soon see. And I don't like bringing up people that died usually, but truthfully, this faggot should have died instead of Bruce B. You not a shot buster, that blockbuster you wouldn't movie. You dick riding switch sides, you're a groupie. I don't know that much about Canadian change, but I tell y'all truthfully, I know for a $2 coin, he'll be on his two knees. So Diz, why would you even start though? You act like you gangsta and you tough like you got the heart though. You a bitch, I have more whips at your house than a car show. Smoke him down just like a Marlboro, never had heart though. Since you think he's street in Canada, if it's war then I'll mark him and leave his face with a scar, bro. I have a question. Why do you rap like this? You spit no punchlines, but do all of this. Why do you act like this? See, you want to act crazy, like you can stop with this. This isn't a battle of battling. This is a battle of disaster having battles Alcoholic Anonymous. He's standing here in front of Organic, thinking that he's the rapping answer. And I bet you wish you can get a disease so you can battle cancer. You think you're so nice so you can rap for weeks. Disaster has insomnia on purpose so he can battle sleep. I bet your grandma's 97 and listens to A-Rap Money to get a party on. You make bombs so much you wake up the car alarm. If your man's name was Puff Daddy, then you'll suck off Sean and John. I show up to your mom's house with pepperoni on the Papa John's and take it back when she opens it and tell her it's Ramadan. So nigga, why you acting tight? I heard the slang out here in Canada. I see today you stay calm, you ain't vexed. But how the hell you ever expect to be the King of the Dot? Nigga, you ain't Rex. See, I don't get how I can switch that. Nigga, when he's next, I broke that down. King of the Dot, Dot Mob, T-Rex. Oh, see, I might not get that with that bar. Matter of fact, that was okay when I make rhymes. But I bet you'll get the bar when I let off this gun and let that case shine. Run up to his crib when I set you with that burner shoot. And after that, you'll get murdered and murdered even worse, just like Murder Mook. Yeah. So why you keep talking like he the best, cuz? Now I'ma get on some other shit. Disconnect your body, they won't find where your head was. Audie over there with the morgue, the doctors don't know where your leg was. Your family kinda trying to see you in the morgue, and they don't know where his head was. Now he's looking, he's just a John Doe. So when his DJ name goes to make a best of, they gonna have to put a question mark in front of his name like Questlove. Oh!
Now we here in this battle, dead, so say what you say now. If you act up, then come through, I'll let off that tray pound. Why talk about a gun when I got dogs on each side like Greyhound? Beat you, beat you up to the park so you can't even stay now. You won't have a future like that nigga from 8 Mile. Run around with the 60 and leave your body on the playground. There'll be nothing but your soul left, just like James Brown. Pick him up, snuff him, and watch me spend money online like PayPal. And he's still gonna try to rhyme, cause he gonna act like he's better. Disaster, you think you so tough with these bars, but I really don't think you better. You can never come through and act like you fresher. I found out that his sign's a crab, which means that he's a cancer. And that explains why you always crack under pressure. So Diz, why you gonna act like you gone when it's hot? How can you respect a nigga that'll disrespect the dude for making a song for his pops? But he gonna act crazy like he fear harder. But since you mentioned my dad, you remind me of him. Cause after this, y'all won't see his career going farther. So why you wanna act like you step beat fast? Nigga, I'll pop and leave like deadbeat dad. And then he wants to talk crazy like he'll come through and smash your men. If I could do this in Disaster, we fight and I'll beat up this fag again. I heard Hollow Head's in jail, that's all cool. I wish he could be here to rap again. But if y'all all know the Bible, the only way God can come back is when his disaster ends. So how you think you dumb funny? How you just say I was scared to battle for 3 stacks, but then you came at Drake? That's why you got Young Money. And you never have cash when you gripping it hard. So nigga, I'll blow your brains off, then blow your other brains off, then blow your other brains off, and keep changing wigs like Nicki Minaj. Yeah. It doesn't make sense, bitch. So why you think that you straight hotter? If I don't know what I'm saying when I don't make sense, well nigga, you don't make dollars. You never had money in the roads, know when I'm getting silly. If this don't make sense, then how come we only battle for 750? Now come through when you act like you're crazy when you fuck with that. Tell the truth, Diz, we could've battled on Smack for double that. Yeah. But you tried to do it here and King of the Dot. And I said, that's cool, I plan it. Cause you'll never get nothing, you never act up and blame it. You're a waste of a nut, you shouldn't even belong on this planet. And truthfully, you should've got fucked up by the cops instead of organic. So why do you keep acting like you're so tough, like you can spray shells? Oh, you're yawning while I'm rapping. That's all cool till I spray well. You think that I can't do what you do, I can do it better when I ray low. Just think about this battle with the LA initials backwards, cause that's what he's leaving with, AL. See, Diz, you wanna keep rapping crazy when you try to act like you flow like best? But you can't come through, nigga, I put a hole like chest. Now I ain't even come through to rap with it. I'ma show him how I smack him quick, won't dap this bitch. After that, I clap the clip. He keep moving his head back until I smack it quick. You a faggot and I never come through and dap you, bitch. I run up in your crib real too, smack it quick, and shoot him while he's writing with his pen. Now that's how you Arab, bitch. And that was a half punchline, not even the half of it. Now I'ma switch up and talk to this nigga in Arabic. Head that. Your family told me you're a maniac. There's 1,000 words in the A-Rap dictionary, but my favorite one is Eddie Sack. Elastasi. Cause these dudes wanna keep talking with the clip. Then after that, I might call him a Shamorta. Cause that means you're a bitch. And after that, I'ma say it's getting hot in here, and Ikfa Alawachi. Y'all know what that means in Arabic. Get him the fuck out of here. So why this dude act? So why this dude acting up like he's playing? So why this dude acting up like he playing with me? Oh, you thought we was in Canada so they wouldn't say it with me? Nigga, please, why you playing side? That slogan is like Boost Mobile, that shit's nationwide. So why you acting crazy with the best shell? These clips will make you sprint and find your body in the next town. So why you keep talking like you bet for sure? Oh, you know about the hotels we in. You on the 6th and I'm on the 7th floor. That's cool, nigga, so stay up. After I blast with the show to hate, I'll leave him on the elevator cause he'll be going on his way up. So you keep rhyming, Diz. Keep spitting all these bars when you clap ya. Acting all hard, but see, you're not a real dude. You just an actor. It doesn't matter what you say, cause you're gay, and you're just an actor. You can't do what you do, cause nigga, please, I'm the pastor. Break you down, crumble your body like Ritz crackers. Cause I got a question, y'all. What's a disaster to a rapture? He can't move it on that blank screen. You so stupid you can't do it the blank speed. I kill him in fucking 7HD or HD. Come through, turn his body soul, rip it apart and have it looking like gangrene. Fuck up your soul, have your body looking like blank screen. I'm a teacher, all teachers. Stupid, I made Dwayne read. So after I do that, when I spark fiends, shoot him in his pockets with money and y'all gonna see that wall green. And after I do that, on a nice day, hit him with that nice trade and doctors and paramedics gonna be having to find the right aid. Cause I run up on that whip when I'm steering now. I see that he's fearing now. I clear the town. Bishop Bagante ratchets. I'll shoot it in your face and tear that mirror down. You clear the town when I'm off in the dome. Cause right now, please, nigga, please, top in the dome. I come through, fuck that. Like you said, you always talk about popping the shroom. But after I shoot, I'ma have to off his top like Sharon. And he keep thinking he coming crazy when you on that. You acting like you can freestyle and rhyme, nigga, like you move on that. You say that you like rhyming nerdy, but I don't get it when you cool on rap. Cause every battle you have with a street rapper, you talk about guns like you on smack. So Diz, how does that make sense? When it's so lovely, you said that you didn't shit on King of the Dot, and that was so lovely. Now you're gonna try here, get in my face, and try to punk me. So let's break it down on exactly what he said about the country. Nigga, who are you airing? You just sat 6 feet tall and didn't do shit. Nigga, who are you scaring? Like, what's wrong with this dude? I had to tell him 5 times or maybe 1 time? Like, we know we both freestylers, so why would you do that? So I can make a punchline? Like, I don't get it when I blame it. Now back to what I was talking about with Organic.
Yeah.
Like I said, right? This dude gonna act like he's on his grown shit. When I mentioned King of the Dot, you should have said something, but since you didn't, I'm gonna rebuttal your own shit. Like, when I said you disrespected King of the Dot and that was lovely, then you should have replied, well, then Organic disrespected our country. And that's when I would have told you I'm disrespectful for spitting in your face, but I got more respect for Organic, because at least he did it in our face.
Hey!
And you pussy, you'll never hold a non-train. When you said Canadians are faggots, you did that shit miles away. So now that we're here in Canada, and you said they have no military, they have no health care, and Canadians are faggots, say it again, Diz.
TNA's a faggot.
No, say it again, Diz, about Canada.
Please.
Canadians are faggots.